Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Let's talk a little NFL with Ian Rappaport, National Insider for NFL.com and the NFL Network. Ian, what's up? How are you, man?
What's going on, guys? How are you?
We are good. Championship weekend, and it's going to be cold in Kansas City. Let's start with the AFC Championship game. Everybody wants to count out Tom Brady and the Patriots. I tried to do that last week. I'm not going to do it anymore, even though I really don't think they're very good. But here they are.
You know, it's funny. Like, I think Tom Brady got sort of some criticism, or whatever you'd even want to call it, some laughter for saying, well, everybody thinks we suck. But that kind of is what everyone's been saying. I mean, the debate has been, is the Patriots dynasty over? Is Brady kind of going the wrong way? Is he going down the hill on the back nine? I mean, whatever metaphor you want to use, that's kind of been what's been debated. And I do think, I do think Brady took some pride in being like, you know what? Not so sure about that. And so, you know, all you really need to do is give the Patriots like a little bit of motivation and they will take it. And I think we found out what their sort of rallying cry is going to be when, you know, the team website hashtags a social post still here. Yeah, they're still there.
That is a pretty big chip on their shoulder. Interesting storylines all the way around on that deal. But it all starts at quarterback, 41 years old against 23 years old. And there's a pretty there are so many great stats with regard to the Patriots. But Tom Brady, 10-0 against quarterbacks in their first playoffs. That's pretty significant. Yeah.
And I think, you know, obviously a lot of that is Bill Belichick's record against, you know, young quarterbacks. And
right.
You know, I don't know what his record is against second-year quarterbacks, but against rookies, it's unbelievable. And I think one of the things that, you know, Belichick is so great at is, you know, everybody spends all this time preparing, and then he throws something at them that they've never seen or they weren't looking for. Or he takes something away where you're like, oh, wow, like we're now not able to do this. And so that's kind of be my question going into Sunday is like, what are the Patriots going to try to take away? Is it going to be Tyreek Hill? Maybe, like, they can do that. Is it going to be Kelsey? Because if it is, then I think Mahomes loses his security blanket. Like, what, where do they sort of dedicate their defensive energy? I think that's the thing I'm most intrigued about.
Ian Rappaport with us at Rap Sheet on Twitter.
Then you got the Rams and the Saints playing. Ian, if somehow the Rams manage to get the Super Bowl, then at that point, Sean McVay's dry cleaner will get a head coaching job. His chauffeur will get a head coaching job. The guy that mows his lawn, if he's 16 years old, he's going to get a head coaching job. This will be fascinating to see what happens. His family tree continue to grow if the Rams keep winning.
Yeah, and, you know, he was quoted as saying, I'm too young to have a family tree, to have a coaching tree.
Yes.
I'm not sure he is, though, because, you know, in the NFL, all you really need is a method. People say, wow, I kind of like what he's doing there. Maybe I'm going to try that. And, you know, he is young, but his offense obviously works. The way he runs, it works. And the way he runs his program, and that's, you know, the Rams are more than an offense. They are a program, a foundation. And I think, you know, understandably, people want to steal some from that. Now, you know, is Zach Taylor, the eventual coach of the Bengals, is he – ready? You know, I'm not sure, but I think the Bengals just want a little bit of that flavor that Sean McVay has.
We've talked before, Ian, about, you know, oh, it's postseason. You run the football and play defense. That's what wins championships. Well, you look at the four teams we have left, and it's 1, 2, 3, and 4 as far as offensive production. Is that, in your mind, a sure telltale sign the league is now different?
Not really, honestly. Like, because if you look at what happened this past weekend, you know, yes, the Chiefs' offense is awesome, but they really played defense. I mean, they clamped down on the Colts' offense. That had been pretty good.
Yeah.
The Patriots shut down what the Chargers had previously done. You know, the Rams, I think, did a nice job on the Cowboys, but didn't, you know, probably didn't quite shut them down. But the Saints certainly stopped the Eagles for the final three quarters of the game. So, like, And the Rams, you know, rush for 250 yards. Yeah. So to me, you know, yes, these high-flying offenses are still interesting and fun and something we're going to be talking about, but the fundamentals are still the same. And the fact that the team is still alive, ran the ball and hit, I think is a good sign for the future of football.
Looks like the Jags have got themselves a new offensive coordinator, John DeFilippo. Do you think just connecting the dots, this would make them obviously a favorite or maybe the favorite for Nick Foles as well once he's tagged and put on the trade market by the Eagles?
I know it's a quarterback they're going to consider. And of course, you know, for the Jaguars, I mean, it's not going to be Blake Bortles. He's going to eventually be released. And so, you know, where does Foles end up going? Well, it's going to be a place with cap space. The Jaguars have it. It's going to be a place with an offense he can run and a team with a chance to win. Like, there's, you know, just connecting dots, there's a lot to like there. So, you know, it's early and we'll obviously be trying to figure out all of these things. But, you know, that is something that would make a lot of sense. And I think probably would make the Jaguars better immediately, certainly better than they were last year with Blake Bortles.
What are you hearing on the Tennessee Titans offensive coordinator search, Ian?
You know, it's been incredibly quiet. I'm not even sure there's been an interview reported. And sometimes when that happens, it makes me think it's going to be an internal hire. And, you know, I think that's possible. It also could be that John Robinson has threatened the life of anyone who would leak a, you know, possible interview, which is something that's probably more likely. You know, we'll see. I would say this, like, you know, I would expect them to at least kind of continue the tenets of the offense that they had last year, because I know one thing they don't want is to have Marcus Mariota in another offensive system with another coordinator. I mean, either way, you're going to have another coordinator, but, you know, you'd like to, for your quarterback, keep some semblance of familiarity if you can.
So somebody from that Shanahan path, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, you would think. Now, part of it is, you know, that everyone's requesting the Niners guys, Mike McDaniel, you know, Matt LaFleur's brother, Mike, but those guys have been denied. You know, Rich Scangarello was allowed to go get the Broncos OC job, but everyone else has been denied. So who can the Titans actually get, I think, is a question.
The whole thing with Kyler Murray, obviously, is a fascinating watch right now. As you talk to personnel guys around the league, what is the take on him and his potential future in the NFL at his size?
Well, you know, his size is 5'9". That is unbelievably short for a quarterback. And I think one of the main problems that scouts have had when I talked to him about Kyler Murray is, like, who's the comparison? Who's the 5'9", you know, really athletic quarterback? I mean, maybe Doug Flutie.
Yeah. I mean, he's the last one that was that short, yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, that's really short. No one questions the athleticism. Obviously, he's a ridiculous athlete. But putting him on the NFL field, you know, he's 5'9", trying to throw over 6'5" linemen. You know, sometimes that doesn't work. I think that's probably the issue is, you know, most people I've talked to say second or third rounder. And I'd be curious if he gets moved up because he's a quarterback, but how he's actually going to function on the field is worth asking.
Panthers are contemplating a 2019 season without Cam Newton. Kind of a crazy story there. And I'm surprised, I don't know if you are, but I'm surprised that the owner is actually commenting on that and saying that.
Yeah, I think if you read the comments, it's probably a little different than that headline was. I mean, he was basically answering a hypothetical, which, you know, he hasn't been in front of the media a ton. Maybe that was sort of the misstep, but there is no expectation of him missing the 2019 season. I mean, I think their point was they have to be prepared for it by getting in a really good backup, and I do think that'll be some of the focus this offseason.
This divorce with the Steelers and Antonio Brown is getting more and more acrimonious at all times.
Yeah. Sorry. That time of year, unfortunately. You know, I think with Antonio Brown, for the owner to come out and say what is really going on really goes a long way in telling you where this is headed. And he actually even said to a small group of reporters today, like, he really doesn't see how Antonio Brown is back. And he talked about quitting on his team. He talked about how he almost didn't earn his salary for the last week of the season. You know, there's a lot wrong there that I think a trade would help. And, you know, we haven't seen this much where one of the best players in the NFL is up for a trade. This offseason is going to be wild with that as kind of the centerpiece.
Ian, we appreciate the time. Yeah, it is a busy time of year. So we appreciate the visit. Championship weekend coming up this weekend. We look forward to it. And we'll be checking out the podcast and following you on Twitter at Rapsheet. Thank you, man.
All right, look forward to it, guys. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Ian Rappaport, every Wednesday at 2:15.